Welcome to a podcast of Aurelia Community Church, where we desire to bring the whole gospel to the whole person, to the whole world, proclaiming the liberating power of the gospel as we grow, serve, and go. Join us in this message as we look to the scriptures, seeking to be transformed into the image of Christ.
Yay! Horses. Did I hear you right? Did you guys enjoy the children's choir? You're welcome. The choir will be coming back later, probably after the service is ended, which, if we have more time. I'm not sure I can see everybody wherever you are, but I want to make sure that everybody sees me. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, Aurelia, natives. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Which tribe are you? Their mics. Amen. Glory be to God. You know, every time I visit churches here, I feel like I'm missing home. I'm sorry, but we kind of have a different kind of church. Yeah, and I can't explain it until when you dare come one day and see the kind of church we have. We start our church services by 8:30 and we finish by 4. Amen. Yeah. That's the kind of church we do have. Many people say that in Africa, we are not motivated by time. But in the Western world, time is money. And I'm cautious about that. So I'm going to take a few of your few minutes. And I'll be sharing with you what the Holy Spirit has deposited on my heart this morning to this beautiful, beautiful and wonderful congregation. Help me say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Are you ready for the Word of God this morning?
Amen.
You know, the Bible teaches us in the book of Ecclesiastes that to everything there is a season and the time. So now is the time to share the Word of God. And it is very important that the Word of God is always shared to the people of God, because it brings faith. The Word of God brings faith. The Bible teaches us that faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the Word of God. And without faith, Scripture says that it is very impossible to please God. I don't know if there is any man here who is fully obsessed to please God this morning. But how are you going to please God? You could give God $1 million and God is not shaken or moved by an inch because of your $1 million. What moves the heart of God is your faith in Him. Even Jesus Himself was very concerned when He was ascending to heaven. He said, "Upon my return, will the Son of Man find, say, faith?" He wasn't bothered by the highways or the high technologies and the much money. He says, when the man of God, when the Son of God cometh back for a church that has got no spot, no wrinkle, shall he find faith? Ladies and gentlemen, we must understand that faith is very important to the body of Christ. It is very important to God. Glory be to God. And Satan knows for sure that faith is very important. That's why he has kept so many people out of the sanctuaries. Today you come to many churches, they are empty. People are tired going to churches. Don't be quiet on me. You know what I'm talking about. This is not breaking news. This is what you know. Churches are turned into social centers now. The gospel is no longer an important issue in our day. The zeal of people being in the presence of God and hungry for the word of God has already been consumed. I don't know whether I'm talking to the right congregation this morning. I'm quite suspicious. Can I have a witness here today? Glory be to God. Jesus said that upon my return will I find faith. Somebody help me. Tell me, where do you buy, where do you go shop faith? Online? On Zara's, Shoppers, Drugmart, Walmart? I've been to your beautiful stores. I go there with some money and I come out with no money. I can't buy faith anywhere else. But the Bible tells us where to get faith. Faith comes by hearing and by hearing by the word of God. How many? My goodness, God. So I am actually particularly, because of that, I'm particularly motivated today to preach the word of God, knowing for sure that if you're going to receive it, you're going to receive faith. Oh, my goodness, God. Pastor Mike, you have a challenge here. Faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. Anyways, I believe somebody here is saying, Pastor Daniel, what are you talking about? What's faith? What is this word faith? According to the scriptures, faith is described as the substance of things that are hoped for. The evidence of the unseen. Faith now is, according to Paul, in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1, for your quotation and references. You know, Canadians want to refer to things always. Which is good. I have no problem with that. Now faith is the substance of things that are hoped for. God wants to come back and find a church that is very hopeful. Glory be to God. A people that are looking forward for great things to happen. Glory be to God. I don't know what is filled in your heart, but there must be some faith. There must be some expectation. You know, expectation is such a powerful instrument. It is such a powerful instrument that is going to change your atmosphere. Expectation creates the atmosphere for miracles to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, where I come from, don't you realize that I'm not a local here? You can tell by my accent this morning. I'm from the tribe of Baganda. I'm from Uganda. I'm from Africa. Glory be to God. Where I come from, what we live daily by, what motivates us to see another day, is our faith in God. Glory be to God. My goodness, God, I feel good here today. Faith breeds expectation. You walk hopeful. You have the kids doing a song entitled, Hope is Coming. You know, it doesn't matter what has happened in time past. Glory be to God. It doesn't matter whether your mama died of HIV AIDS, whether your dad left you on the street. Glory be to God. It doesn't matter. Glory be to God. But our expectation that God is about to do something new. Our expectation is that something new is about to happen. Glory be to God. You know, we have a belief system, us, the Nematurus family, that we may not have the ability to change our yesterdays. We may not have the ability. We may not have what it takes to change your yesterday. But we have the ability to create a better tomorrow. In other words, our best of days are not behind us, but right ahead of where God is taking us. That breeds motivation. Glory be to God. That is our hope that something is about to happen. Can I request, can you do me a favor, tell somebody who is sleeping and say, something is about to happen. Let there be an awakening. Glory be to God. Let there be an awakening. I feel the Holy Spirit wants to awaken a generation that has been slumber. a people, a chosen generation. Glory be to God. Somebody on the inside of you has to rise up now. You know, I did history in school, and I studied about the French Revolution, and there was a man by the name of Napoleon Bonaparte. Glory be to God. He was one of those rulers of French people many years ago, before you were born. Napoleon Bonaparte looked at the continent. You know, he almost conquered the whole world. He had an ambition to conquer the entire world. Glory be to God. What a false. You know, God has given man such a belief system. Glory be to God. One man says, I'm going to conquer the whole world. But they tell us in the history that he looked at Africa as a continent. And he says, Africa. Look at this sleeping mighty giant. And he says, the day that Africa you rise up, you conquer the world. He died having an expectation that Africa is a mighty giant. There is a giant on the inside of you this morning. When I look at you with my spiritual eyes, I feel the words of Napoleon Bonaparte coming to you and say, hey, brother, listen, there is a mighty giant on the inside of you. There is a man on the inside of you. There is great expectation. The Bible says that what your eyes have not seen, what your ears have not heard, this is what God is about to do in your life. Ladies and gentlemen, I came to announce to somebody here today that God is well able to do more exceedingly. More exceedingly, glory be to God. Don't think that God has run out of power. God has not run out of power. God is still at work, and God is about to do what I call the extraordinary mighty things. I don't know about you, but this is my motivation. This is my expectation that even today, as I proclaim the gospel, God is healing somebody with an incurable disease in your body. Excuse me, I came to preach to a very non-believing believer. Rise up and believe. I don't know what the doctors told you this morning. Maybe some of you were diagnosed with incurable diseases. You got cancer in your body. You got leukemia in your bloodstream. You got a pain that is incurable, glory be to God. And you've run out of expectation of your deliverance. You've tried literally everything and nothing seems to work out. I have good news for you. You need to find a church where they preach the word of God, and you shall obtain faith as the word comes to you. And you shall have such a faith that you are going to believe that the next thing is about to happen in your life. You're going to leave that church knowing for sure you are not ready to die, but you are ready to go to the next level. How many people feel that something is about to happen? Faith is about to bust that expectation on the inside of you. As I just don't preach because I read it in the scriptures. I preach it because I live it. I am a witness to what I'm talking about, my brother. Faith works. With the Son of Man upon his return come, shall he find faith? Of course, he will find you with a big car. You have it already. Beautiful children, you have them. But the most important thing he's going to look for is your faith. Which is the substance of things that are hoped for. What is your hope? Glory be to God. Everybody must have a hope on the inside of you. What we call the living hope. Glory be to God. That one day we shall see the Lord highly exalted. Glory be to God. That one day there's going to be a better life after this life. That one day God will use you to touch and shake nations around the world. It doesn't matter where you are. God is still well able. Glory be to God. Oh my goodness, God. Before I preached to you this morning, I saw myself preach to you one day in Africa. Many years ago, I had a dream. Now it has come to pass. I had faith.
that God was calling me into nations to preach the gospel. I had faith. And I remember that preacher man, Robert Kayanja, when he was speaking, I said, God is going to raise up a generation that will be incredible, that will travel to the whole world and preach the gospel. And I felt in me that that is me. That is me. That is me. But looking around where I was, all I saw was poverty. All I saw was a generation that was perverse. All I saw was impossibility. All I saw was things that were not even allowing us to be able to see that come to pass. But guess what happened? I had faith. I believed on the inside of me without any reasonable doubt that surely God is not a son of man to lie. Ladies and gentlemen, be reminded this morning that God is not a son of man to lie. Glory be to God. He's better able. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. He says, and to him that is well able. God, thank you sister, God bless you. God is well able. Glory be to God. God, I want you to leave OCC this morning and be challenged and fired up. And say, baby, God is well able. To do. To cause to happen. Not simple things, but great things. Ladies and gentlemen, dear Canadians, great things can still be. Great things can happen. Great things can happen. Upon his return, Jesus said, will a son of man find faith? Glory be to God. As where we are coming from, we don't have emergencies. The other time, one of our kind child got an arm broken. And I saw him being rushed to an emergency. Thank God for your health care here. It's good, eh? And it's a blessing. But make sure it doesn't substitute your belief system in God. You know, this is what I believe, that people treat, but God heals. Doctors provide treatment, but Jehovah God Almighty heals. Glory be to God. That is my faith. If Richard had gotten broken in Uganda, my goodness God, the first thing we would have done as a church is to lay hands and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. I see this broken hand being healed now. In the name of Jesus, we have no 911. Our 911 is our prayer to God. Excuse me now. It sounds like religion to you, but it is life from us. Glory be to God. Our hope is that even when the hands are broken for some reasons, God is still well able. Glory be to God.
Come on somebody. I feel like going back and sit down.
I say, even when the doctors say you got cancer, it is still well able. God is still well able to heal your cancer. Glory be to God. You know, I feel that we are living in such a time of seeing greater manifestation of the supernatural power of God. But how will we see the greatness of God if we are not expecting to see God's goodness? We must be. We must be expectant to see greatest things happen. Glory be to God. How many people say, I'm going to see something else happen in my life? I'm not ready to die. Doctor told me you got 2 weeks to die. I remember many years ago when I was diagnosed with incurable diseases. Five incurable diseases. The doctor, I remember the name of the doctor was called Dr. Rona. She had studied in West Germany. She says, Daniel, you're a young man, but I have sad news for you. You're going to die in the next 2 years. In the next 2 weeks. That time, I was about 17 years. Uganda was hit by HIV. Malaria was rampant. The
doctor told me I had a sickness called Brucella. I had a sickness called yellow fever. I had a sickness called HIV. I had a sickness. Everything was in my body. And my mama was not there. I could not turn to heaven. My mama died at the age of 8. I had no father. I had no mama. I had no auntie. I had nobody. No doctor. No family doctor. And I said, God, 2 weeks. I had the doctor clearly. The symptoms were all over my body. She was absolutely right. I did not even doubt her an inch, because whatsoever she said was going through my life. And then I walked out of that clinic. I went back home. Those days, there used to be a preacher, television preacher, evangelist called Swaggart. Jimmy Swaggart. That guy preached the hell out of me. Our TV was black and white, 14 inch, size of my head. He came on with playing that organ. Oh, the crooked cross of Calvary. My goodness, God. I still see them as sin. And I felt the power of the Holy Spirit come and invade my life. Through the ministry of the gospel, I saw something else contradicting the report of the doctor. Glory be to God. The preacher was saying, you can live another day. It is all done at the cross of Calvary. There is a better life ahead of where you are. I rose up like a wounded lion. You know, some of you guys don't know what lions are, but I know, I can relate to that. A wounded lion fights stronger than a non-wounded. I got up as a young man. I say, I refuse to be refused. I refuse the report of the doctor. I said, Dr. Ron, I heard you, but I refuse your report. And I said to myself, Daniel, whose report are you going to believe? And I said to myself, I shall believe the report of the Lord. The Lord says, by his stripes, I was healed. That is it. Nothing else. Glory be to God. Now, see, you know, if you don't believe me, see, I'm 44 years. I was 17 years. I've lived for more than 25 years. I'm not on medication. I don't take pills in the morning. He touched me. He healed me. But that was a product of faith in God. Whatever happened to me can happen to somebody here today. I don't know what you're going through, ladies and gentlemen, but whatsoever the enemy has done in your life, glory be to God, God can still change your story. Glory be to God. Your story can become your history. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody here, but I came to challenge you that God is still well able. Woo! Hallelujah. God is still well able to do exceedingly, abundantly, beyond our understanding, according to his power that worketh within us. Are you being blessed here? How many people see a better tomorrow? How many people say, I'm not going to die where I am? Glory be to God. Regardless of what the doctor said, glory be to God. I feel it is no time for your burial. Glory be to God. It's not your time for your funeral. You're still, are you done? What are you going to do in heaven anyways? Who told you Jesus is desperately needing you out there? Are you in rush? Glory be to God. There's no part-time job in heaven. So there's no rush. Glory be to God. Until when you feel you're done, then you're good to go. Glory be to God. But if you feel you're still important, if you feel that whatsoever God started on the inside of you on planet Earth is still not yet done, it is time for you to stay where you are and begin to embark on your divine assignment. Glory be to God. You're not going to go anywhere until when you get done. Glory be to God. There is a lot of depression today. You find people being depressed.
You'll find people stressed, glory be to God, because they're being frustrated, glory be to God. Everything awkward is going on around them. I have a good report for you. God is still well able. Glory be to God. God said to Moses that these Egyptians that you've been seeing for generations, glory be to God. You know, I've heard people say, oh, this is a genetical disease. This diabetes is in our lineage. You know, glory be to God. This diabetes is in our blood. It has killed my father. It killed my grandmother. It killed 4 generations. I'm next in line. Are you kidding me? You are going to be next in line if you accept that disease to take you. But if you refuse according to the gospel, glory be to God, then you are about to see the incredible supernatural intervention of God's power in your life. Ladies and gentlemen, God is still well able to heal. Are you ready for the power of God? I don't know about this church. I did not do enough research about your belief system. I don't know whether you believe in the supernatural that I'm trying to operate in now. I don't know whether you believe in the prophetic that I can flow in today. Are you listening to me? I don't know what your expectation is. I don't know what you came to receive from this black man of God. But there is an anointing upon me that can change your life today. Glory be to God. You can see a better tomorrow. I've seen people with lots of money, amen, glory be to God, but with sleepless night. Money cannot buy you the rest you need. But the Holy Spirit, when He comes upon you, He can purchase you every desire of your heart. The Bible says that if thou shalt delight yourself in the word of God, then God shall grant you the desires of your heart. Glory be to God. God is still well able. God is still well able. Your dreams can turn into reality. It is not by power. It's not by might, the Spirit says. But it is by the Spirit of Jehovah God. God can still cause things to happen. I want to finish up by saying, let me take a biblical character study here for the references. There is somebody in the Bible by the name of Taylor. In the book of Genesis chapter 11 verses 27. Talks about a man by the name of Terah. Terah was a descendant of Noah. You remember Noah who built the Lord's Ark. Amen. When everybody died that day because of the flood. Noah got out of the flood, the bat. Amen. Glory be to God. With his family. And his family became a generation. So people began to multiply from Noah. Glory be to God. And there the Bible teaches us that Terah came forth out of the Noah generation. Noah was a great man of God. Glory be to God. He could hear the voice of God. For 100 years he believed God and he built an ark to God. This man amazes me. This man could speak the language that bedbugs could listen to. This man spoke to squirrels. This man spoke to red deers. The Bible says he spoke to animals to enter into the ark. And that came because he was able to hear God as a result of divine instruction. Noah was an incredible man of God. And he performed great and mighty things because he could believe God. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can believe God today, you are about to be used of God in such an incredible way. God can still use you. So Noah begat finally a man called Terah. Terah lived in Ur of Chaldeans, if you read in your scriptures. He lived there. But the Bible tells us he begat 3 sons. One of the sons was Abraham. Another one was Noah. Another one was Haran. Thank you. 3 sons out of Terah. And the scripture says that Terah received a revelation that where he was not his final destiny. Because he was living in a country called Haran. Glory to God. He was in Ur of Chaldeans. And in that country, the scripture tells us, he kept on losing things. The Bible says he lost his son. His beautiful son died before him.
He buried his son he loved most. But on the inside of him, he says, I'm not going to lose my son just like this. Therefore, let me pack my bags and get out of this country to a country of Canaan. Ladies and gentlemen, God is birthing destiny on the inside of you. Glory be to God. God is birthing a dream on the inside of you. But that dream must come to reality if you choose to believe God. You're not going to die where you are. God is about to do incredible things. Are you ready for God? I see God heal you today. Glory be to God. I see God take away your cancer in your body. I see God give you a better family. I see God come to help your children. I see God change your finances. Glory be to God. I can see God doing incredible things. What no man is able to do, God is well able to do. Is there anybody who believes that? That is what motivates us. I can tell you that we've lived this kind of life. Look at our church. This morning I text my wife and say, hey, tell me about the offering today. Because by 7 in the morning, church is ended in Uganda. When we're waking up, they're ending the church. Because of time difference. 8 hours. And she said, honey, you don't believe this, but it's about 70,000 shillings. Not dollars. I wish it was dollars. 70,000, that's about $25. How can 200 people raise $25 in a service? Pastor Michael, can you pastor a church like that? If you're a pastor, you'll run out of the pews. Because the church cannot sustain you. $25, 200 people raise $25 instead. They worship and dance and they begin to bring their offerings. After you collect it, it is $25. Takes an usher to 1 minute to count that money. Zoop! This is it. That's where we're coming from. And then God speaks to a church like that. And say, hey, I'm going to give you the responsibility to take care of your own children. The remnants. My generation, my hand is upon them. I see no mama, I see no pap. I see poverty and sickness and disease all over. Glory be to God. The government cannot do anything. Glory be to God. Selfish politicians. But I want you, Daniel Mutiwa, to rise up and clean up that message. And I said, God, how are you going to be able to do it? I can't. I got nothing. Glory be to God. And God says, you got all you need. You got me. If you can only believe, you will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. So that's where we came from. Now listen to that. Out of $25 collection, we are able to shuttle 20 people to come and sing to you the amazing grace. Don't you ever ask yourself a question? Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't take how much money you have. It takes faith in God to do the incredible. Upon the $25, we are able to feed over 200. How does God do that? I don't know. One thing I know, He is well able. That's all I know. That's why you, many people, my friends here, you have a problem of understanding me. I can understand that. You find people ask you questions. Explain to me this. How can I explain faith? Can you explain faith? How are you able to do this? How do you do this? Man, I wish I know how to explain. I just say, God is good. You know? The Bible says we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. We look unto God, the author and the finisher of our faith. Where man cannot help us, God can help us. Our faith is not in man. Our faith is in God. The author and the finisher of our faith. This is what I believe. That if man cannot help me,
God can. And if God cannot help us, man cannot. It is God that touches Pastor Mike Bells and he touches us. It is God who touched the audio family and the audio family touched our children. It is God who touched the Leper family, the Lois family and Ron family, and they are able to give unto our family. So our simple formula is, if I can touch the hem of his garment, if I can seek God and find God and put my supplication before him and I submit to his power, then he will touch you and you open up a door for me that no man would dare shut down. Ladies and gentlemen, God is still well able. Am I blessing you today? I feel good. I feel fire in my bones. I wish I can pray for somebody here today. Whatsoever is impossible to man, it is possible to God. I've seen God do incredible things. I've seen God open up a door. Let me just finish by saying, I've seen God open up a door for all of us, 20 people. We are living on a camp, on a facility of one man who said to me, "Hello, Daniel, this is your home. The man is going to feed us and do everything for 90 days. There are people in Toronto that cannot even buy food for themselves. But this man, normal man, ordinary man, he says, "Come in. Come ye, you black people. We are strangers. This guy is a Jew. He doesn't even believe in Jesus as the Messiah. He doesn't sing these songs we sing. Last year he gave me a Torah, Judaism. Say, Pastor Daniel, go start our book." He's the only first Jew man that I was able to encounter and touch his body. Because from where I come from, we read about the God of the Hebrews and the Jews, but I've never had a chance to touch them. Until when I came to this Canada and I fellowship and I said, "Hey man, I know about you. I've read about you. I know about your founding father, Abraham." He says, "That is he." Now, God touched such a man, not even from the house of faith. It could have been a pastor. But I saw pastors that could not open up doors for them, for our children. "Hey, pastor, we are coming over." "Oh, man, I'll call you later." "Oh, pastor, I'm coming." "Oh, man, 2020, you'll come. I think we'll be in a better building. We are still meeting our bills." I said, "What? 2020, I'll be 60. Will I be flying 16 hours? 2020, the men will always postpone your dream. They will say, "It's not now. Probably try tomorrow." I love men, but I'm not led by men. I'm led by the word of God. The Bible says the word of God is the light unto my soul, the lamp unto my feet. And that is the very word that brings faith that I need to see incredible things happen. Are you there? One man opened up a door. He's feeding us. For 3 months, sleeping, eating 3 meals a day, enjoying the facilities, and he's paid for. That is over 50,000 Canadian dollars. One man! But guess what? It was a product of faith in God. When I heard God talk to me, say, "This generation has to be exposed, glory be to God. If they shall live, you have to expose them. You know, your favor is determined by who sees you." Ah, that's another story. Can I repeat myself? If you want to be favored of anybody, somebody has to see you, glory be to God. Somebody has to hear your story, glory be to God. That's why I refuse to stay where I'm tolerated. I aspire to go where I'm celebrated. You don't have to die where you are. You don't have to die where you're perplexed. You don't have to die where you're rejected. Glory be to God. You have to aspire to rise up and go where the Lord shall take you and bless you from there.
there is a life beyond yourself. Don't die where you were. Rise up and believe God. When you believe God, God will touch men and men will open up doors for you. Every day when I see five people come to the camp with their vehicles to shadow us everywhere, I said, God. I said to myself, we are people of color. How come? Because before we traveled, people said, it is impossible. How is it going to happen? You're living in the Western world. You could hear voices. Politicians, pastors, everybody could say things. And I said, shut up! I looked unto God. You know, if you're going to see incredible miracles, you need to turn deaf to the system of this world. To the people of this world. There is always a contradiction. Look unto God. The Bible says, look unto me. Jesus said, look unto me. The author and the finisher of your faith. Don't look to your wife. He also needs God. Don't look to your business. It can sink anytime. The Bible says, woe unto men that have put their trust in their businesses. Woe unto men that have put their trust in men. Whatsoever is born of a woman lives short time. So you cannot begin to rise up and say, baby husband, I love you. You are all I have. Are you kidding me? She will go tomorrow. What will happen? Put your trust in God. I came back that you may receive revival in your belief system. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Say, God, I'm going to see what I've never seen. Not because I believe you. Not because I'm strong. Not because I'm learned. I've seen professors buried without writing books. Somebody was telling me the richest place. You know, when we grow up, we were brainwashed by colonizers. The British, when they came, they said to us, heaven is in England. When you go to America, California, Las Vegas, man, that's it you need. So there was a generation of us growing up, and our aspiration was to cross over to U.S. But one time I had the privilege to go to London. I saw hell in London. There was no heaven there. Even in London, people needed Jesus. Even in Africa, people need Jesus. Even in Japan. Even bank managers. Our faith must not be in things that perish. We should have faith in God. Don't have faith in the ring because you took marriage vows. Oh, you have my word. So, are you kidding me? This marriage will work because God is on our side. And who can be against us? We need to have such kind of vocabulary. We need to have such kind of speech. Let our children know it is God. We had a privilege by the grace of God to go and minister in over 22 schools, public schools here. And guess what happened? We were restricted to talk about Jesus. That was the biggest challenge I had. And I'm going to write a book on that. That one day when we went to Canada, they refused us to talk about the man who loved us. The man who healed of our HIV. The man who opened up a door and we crossed the Pacific. A man who was provided. They said, shut up, don't witness. They have taken up the Lord's Prayer out of the system. How can you kick your maker out of your family? What's going to happen next? It's going to be death. We must pray. I feel God is calling the church, which is you and me, to pray for revival. Thank you for your lousy enthusiasm. You would have said, amen. Those kids wake up by 6 and they pray up to 8. I just stopped them. Stop there. Now stop. Andy's coming to pick you. And Kim is very strict on time. Come on, kids. Stop praying. He said, Dad, I've not seen the Holy Ghost this morning. I needed to see an angel. But please, would you give me 5 minutes? He begins to pray. Okay, I give you 5 minutes. 5 minutes turns into 15 minutes. Until when I begin to shout, I say, hey, guys, you are not in Africa. Get out!
This is your area. And they say, okay, Dad, because of your word, we will do it, but we're still hungry for him. I pray that your children will begin to be like that. That is a generation that will be used of God to the end time. Your sons and daughters must know the Lord God, because the foundation of this country was God-fearing. We are a product of your fathers. Canadians have sponsored missionaries to Africa. You need to stand strong and believe God to change that story. I love you guys. I love you with all my heart. Glory be to God. May the Lord God, will you stand up and I pray for you now. May the Lord God Almighty bless your soul. May the Lord God bless your heart. May the Lord God, if you have faith in him that he can heal you, I want you to stretch out your hand and touch where your pain is. We want to see miracles that we see in Uganda. Glory be to God. If you have a sick body, a tumor, and cancer anywhere, just stretch out your hand and touch where the pain is. I'm going to agree with you. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says that the prayer of a righteous man avails much. That's what the word of God says. A prayer of a righteous man worketh much. I want to agree with you this morning before I close this preaching, that God will stretch out his hand and heal your infirmity and heal that disease. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I take charge. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over every spirit of sickness. I take charge over every spirit of cancer. I take charge over the spirit of depression. I take charge over the spirit of stress. I take charge over every spirit of perversion, lack of faith, religious tendencies, fear of the unknown, fatigue and depression. Makataya soporekena masaya. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command you to get out of their bodies right now and never come back. Get out! Get out in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you by the power of the Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, and come back no more. Lord, I give you praise. And I thank you because whenever I pray, you hear my prayers. You are healing the sick right now. In the name of Jesus, I take three people from the death wall. You are about to die this year. I take your name out of people who are going to die. I declare and I decree over your life that you're going to see much more life. You're going to live longer to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Therefore, I break the spirit of death. I break death calamity of your life. My goodness, God. I see two people here. You've been frustrated. Literally, you've been absolutely frustrated. But I break the spirit of frustration in the mighty name of Jesus. You're almost giving up on every aspiration. You've almost given up on every dream of your life. But I'm here to tell you as a servant of God, it is not over yet. Until when God says it's over, I see a new day dawn on you. I see the light of God shine on you. I see the hand of God heal your soul in the mighty name of Jesus. By the power of the Almighty God, I see God change your children. I see God change your wife. I see God change your husband. I see God visit your business. I see God visit your finances. I see God revive your life in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Almighty God. Heavenly Father, I thank you. And I give you praise. Pastor Michael, will you stand up with me? I'm going to pray with you that that missions trip will be great. In the name of Jesus, I pray that God will supply all your requirements according to his riches in glory. It is not by sons of men that everything that God has commissioned upon your life will come to pass. It is because of who he is to you. It is because he who is calling you into the ministry says it is well able. God says to you, man of God, that I am well able. Look unto me, for I am the author and the finisher of your life. I see a page, a new
page, a new chapter of your ministry being flipped over. There's going to be a greater anointing. There's going to be a greater revelation even in the word of God. God is not going to use you like before. He says to you that, behold, I'm doing a new thing. I'm giving you a new revelation even to the very people that I'm taking you to. He says that, pull up your spiritual antennas and tap into my spirit, says the spirit of grace. Behold, I'm doing not what you've known before, but what you've never known before. I'm going to place my word in your mouth. Behold, there is a remnant generation that is waiting for you in the heart of Africa. Even as you shall stand before them, you wonder how I'll use you mightily, because I shall literally take over your lips, says the Spirit of God, and I shall speak with you with another language, with a stumbling lips. Will I speak to my people? I see a generation come up. I see a generation revived. Not because you're taking them money, not because you're giving them stories, but there is a bread of life. There is manna from on high. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So shall it be. By the power of the Almighty God, by the grace of God upon my life, I call it done. I call it done in the mighty name of Jesus. Can I pray for one woman here? The Lord is revealing to me, you a woman, elderly woman, you have a sharp pain in your tummy. Next to your umbilical button, there is a pain. I don't know. There is a sharp pain in your stomach. I want you to come up here. I don't know where you are. If you cannot leave where you are, you can put your hand where you feel that pain. God is going to take that pain away. If you're that woman, your stomach, I don't know what complication you have in your stomach. Can I pray for that person? Real quick. Wherever you are, you have a pain in your stomach. I want to pray with you real quick before this anointing is lifted. Just stretch up. If you're elderly, just stretch up your hand and put your hand at that pain in that very area. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke that pain to go. Lord, I give you praise and I thank you. And I glorify you. Glory be to God. And I give you praise. I thank you, God. I see somebody else here by the Spirit of God. Your back was operated upon. Your spine was literally, you had a surgery. I don't know when you had this surgery. You had this surgery, but you still have pain even after this surgery was done. I don't know, but the Spirit of God is revealing to me such a man. I want to pray with that person in the name of Jesus. I want to believe God for the supernatural to happen. Lord, I give you praise. If you're that person, I want to come here. You to come to me if you can. If you cannot, stay where you are. The power of God is coming wherever you are in the name of Jesus. But I just wanted to lay hands upon me, upon you, and I pray with you a prayer of faith. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Almighty God, I pray for you, man of God. What's your name, sir?
Gavin.
Do you know that God has called you into the ministry? God has called you into the ministry. I hear the sound of music. Are you a musician?
I am.
You were?
Yes.
Shalabosai. So it is so strong upon you, man of God, than what you can imagine. This is not just a passion. This is a call. The Lord wants you to begin to change your perception and begin to believe that this is a responsibility from God. This is a call of God. As you begin to play and sing, God will begin to move in such a mighty way. Healing will take place in the name of Jesus. Lord is asking me to lay hands upon you and separate you for this assignment. According to the grace of God upon my life, I call you Gavin, an apostle, a servant of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I establish the prophetic God anointing upon you in the name of Jesus. Ma'am, what's your problem?
What's your problem, Mama?
I have pain all over my body. I had spinal surgery, and I believe that we're talking because he said you were to pray for me. I'm not going to be in this chair.
Hallelujah. What's your name?
Cindy.
Cindy had a surgery in the spine.
I've seen what the Lord can do.
Shalabukosha. People, can we stretch up our hands and we combine our faith for a healing of our sister Sydney? Cindy, anointing of the Holy Spirit, Isaiah prophesied that it breaks bondages and destroys yoke. Lord Jesus of Nazareth, you are the same today, yesterday, now, and forever. I've seen you heal the incurable diseases. I've seen you raise up the dead in Africa. I've seen you making the blind eyes see. I've seen you making the crippled walk. Even right now, in the name of Jesus, your power is still the same. Even today, I pray, Jehovah God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, for my sister Cindy, that you're rising up again. I command you, in the name of Jesus, to rise up again. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost, this bondage of sickness and disease is breaking whatsoever caused the pain in your body. I command it to lose you in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you that you may glorify your name, Jesus, your son, Jesus, even now, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Almighty God, for the glory of your name. Cindy, arise up and shine. Cindy, arise up and be out of pain. Be out of this wheelchair, in the mighty name of Jesus, for the glory of God. Heavenly Father, I thank you, because you are well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we may think or ask, according to your power that worketh within us. Be thou healed of your spine. Be thou healed of your legs. Let the supernatural power of God go through your body like a mighty rushing wind, in the name of Jesus. And the people of God, help me say praise the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't have time, but I'm going to stop right here. Can you rise up your right hand, everybody, and I pray for your blessing. I declare upon every family here to be blessed in the name of Jesus. You gentlemen, I don't know your name. Yeah. You've been faithful in the little. I've seen your latter days by the flash of the Spirit. The Lord says that your latter days shall be greater. Your latter days shall be greater. You're going to spend the rest of your days in pleasure and in prosperity. And I'll tell you exactly why. Because thou hast been faithful in the little. When nobody could dare stand with the man of God in the ministry, in the gap, you've come. You've given literally everything that God has placed in you. You had a desire in your heart that say, your prayer has been that, God, if I had much more, I would give it to you. But the Lord says to you, man of God, that whatsoever has been entrusted with you, you've given unto me, my son. Therefore, hear the Lord say to you, I am blessing you this day with great life. I'm blessing you this day with better life. There is better life ahead of you. I see prosperity. I see goodness of God follow you the rest of your life. I see addition. God is going to give you much more time, much more passion, much more faith, much more seed. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Almighty God, whatsoever the enemy intended to bring in your life, depression, sickness, and tiredness, I rebuke it by the anointing of God, and I command it never to come back in your life. I usher you into the goodness of God, and into the prophetic anointing, in Jesus' mighty name. The anointing of God is so strong in this place. May the Lord bless you, man of God. May the Lord bless you, woman of God. Every man that has stood with this ministry, I pray a blessing upon your life. You will not die, but you will live. Every man that has given the name of children's choir a seed of money, a seed of their time, a seed of their food, everything that you've planted into our ministry, I command the blessing of God to come upon you and your entire family. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare and I decree under the anointing of the Holy Ghost that you will not die. You will not see misery in this land. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the grace of God, I give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, guys. I love you. I really love you. How many? I'm going to give Mike a microphone. Thank you for your patience. I don't think you guys are Canadian, but you are faith-filled people. Thanks. God bless you for allowing me to preach to you. If you want, the kids can come back and dance one dance if you want.
Kids come up, yes.
Okay, come kids.
And as they're coming up, I'm going to invite Andy up.
We pray that God will use this message to strengthen your faith and draw you into a deeper relationship with Jesus. If you're interested in other sermons or want to know more about Aurelia Community Church, please visit our website at www.occweb.org.